tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say. I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time and they shoot at me. But I know this isn't my normal crowd tonight because it just isn't. It's not my normal crowd. Believe me, my normal crowd is younger, has a lot more energy. But you have certain advantages too, like cash, lots of cash. But many of you are Manhattan liberals from the media and the Democrat Party. I always say the Democrat, you know, Chuck doesn't like that. He likes Democratic. And it sounds much more beautiful, the Democratic Party. I always say the Democrat Party because it sounds worse. It is true. He likes Democratic. Why don't they just change the name? This way, you know, it is Democrat. But I must say I was shocked when I heard that Kamala was skipping the Al Smith dinner. I'd really hoped that she would come because we can't get enough of hearing her beautiful laugh. She laughs like crazy. We would recognize it any place in this room, and all polls are indicating I'm leading big with the Catholic vote, as I should be, as I should be. But I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer. That's not a pretty sight. But Catholics, please don't be too insulted by Kamala's absence. If the Democrats, thank you very much, I appreciate that. If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden. You know, he's having second thoughts, you know that, right? He wants to come back. If she does any worse in the polls, they're going to bring him back again, I think. Chuck, he's going to do it. He's the one that got him out. That's the guy. Much more so than Crazy Nancy, I will tell you, because I know him. He did it. Joe has almost disappeared from view. The only way he could be seen less is if he had a show on CNN. They had nothing. They've got nothing. Fake news, right? Fake. Someone in the White House who can barely talk, barely put together two coherent sentences, who seems to have mental faculties of a child, it's sad, is a person that has nothing going, no intelligence whatsoever, but enough about Kamala Harris. Let's get on to something else. I know Kamala's word because she spends a lot of time complaining. I won't agree to another debate. But the truth is, I've debated twice this year, once against Joe Biden and once against David Muir of ABC. It's been a long tradition for both Democrat and Republican candidates for President of the United States to attend this dinner. Always, it's a rule. You got to go to the dinner. You got to do it. Otherwise, bad things are going to happen to you from up there. You can't do what I just saw on that screen. But my opponent feels like she does not have to be here, which is deeply disrespectful. I've never liked people that I was competing against. When you do, a lot of bad things happen. And we are doing well. By the way, the votes are starting to come in. You got to get out and vote. And Catholics, you got to vote for me. Just remember. You better remember I'm here. And she's not. I could have done that, too. But you do something that's incredible, that Catholic Church, you're helping the poor, educating children, and supporting the vulnerable. But if you really wanted Vice President Harris to accept your invitation, I guess you should have told her the funds were going to bail out the looters and rioters in Minneapolis, and she would have been here, guaranteed she would have been here. Guaranteed. The last Democrat not to attend this important event was Walter Mondale. And it did not go very well for him. He lost 49 states and he won one, Minnesota. So I said, there's no way I'm missing it. Actually, it was not easy for me to get here tonight. Cardinal, I wasn't going to miss this thing. No matter, I didn't care. I wasn't going to miss it. But that's true. Walter Mondale, 49-1. He was expected to do well, and it didn't work out. It shows you there is a God. I mean, for those people that are questioning it. I understand the real reason that she's not here is she's hunting with her running mate, spending a lot of time hunting. In any event, it's a weird, 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 weird. You know the word weird. They call me weird. They call J.D. weird. We're very solid people. This guy is calling us weird, but this was weird that the Democrat candidate is not here and with us tonight. Senator Schumer, good. Yeah, I supported him. I was, I don't know. He used to say that's true, and now I'm not sure he would, but I gave him his first check from an office in Beach Haven, and I was very proud of it. I don't know about lately. Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? It looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president. And I actually said, do you mind if I do that? And he said, no, you got to do what you got to do. He's a pro. He's a professional. No, he's a good man, actually. I hate to say it. Don't ever use it against me, please. I'll say, this dinner was really setting me back when I say that. But I've known him a long time. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. I didn't like Biden very much, and now I like him quite a bit. You know, it's... And now I say that she's much worse than him. He was a much better candidate than her, actually. And when we hopefully win, dispose of her, I like her a lot. But right now, I can't stand her. It's true. I can't stand her. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband, Doug, anywhere near the nannies. Just keep them away. That's a nasty one. That's nasty. I told these idiots that gave me this stuff, that's too tough. Oh, I did, you know, they told me the last time I did this, I was running against Crooked Hillary. And, I mean Hillary. No, I was running against Crooked Hillary and I did it, and I thought it was a roast. So I was told it's a roast. And I had the meanest guy you've ever seen write stuff up, and man, was the room angry. Even the Cardinal remembers. I went overboard. Don't you agree, Cardinal? It was, like, terrible. And I knew I was in trouble around midway through because, you know, people had not... Even my own side was angry at me. They were saying, it's too much. But I did it anyway. I didn't give it any. I'd like to thank our MC this evening, Jim Gaffigan. Most recently, Jim has been playing Tim Walz on Saturday Night Live. And that'll be a very short gig, I hope, Jim. But it was fun while it lasted, wasn't it? Let's see how that lasts, right? It better be quick. We don't want him, and we don't, I'm not going to say anymore. But unfortunately, Governor Walz isn't here himself, but don't worry, he'll say that he was. He's going to say he was. I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods, but then I met Tim Walz. The stupid show, The View, is so bad now that the other day I was watching it and thinking to myself, you know what? They really need to bring Rosie O'Donnell back. That show is bad. Those people are bad. I know every one of them, and they are bad news, I want to tell you.